One bit of news from the Supporters Trust Oxbox is that West Oxfordshire businessman Stuart Donald, you may know him as the owner of Eastleigh, has been co-opted onto the Oxbox Supporters Trust Committee. To explain a little bit more, I hope, is the man himself. Good evening to you, Stuart. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Evening, Jerome. How are you? All right.
Yeah, I do appreciate your time because I know you're so busy because transfer deadline day for you at Eastleigh and you've had more incomings and outgoings than most today.
Yeah, it's been an interesting day, but no problem at all. I think we're all done now.
Good. The big one, I suppose, was Macron going up to the north.
Yeah, as with all those things, it's, you know, nothing's happening 2 days ago. Then 24 hours, they want him. The lad phone's all excited and you can't stop him, can you? So, you know, then it just becomes about getting the most amount of money you can get, really. So onwards and upwards.
Now, you've had that on your plates, but obviously you're here to talk about the move to get you onto the committee at Oxbox. A statement came through, or an announcement to members a couple of hours ago, saying that you've been co-opted onto the committee and you can help them with plenty of things, including the Kassam Stadium. What's your take on what's going on?
Well, honestly, that's the only reason I have come on. That's what I'm interested in, you know. And it's as simple as that, really. I just think it's a critical time. You know, as much as people can, obviously they've kept me in the loop as to what's been happening. And I just sense it's a very critical time to try and help get the deal over the line. I mentioned to Darryl, you know, would it be all right if, you know, he's happy enough for me to sort of try and jump on and help push the thing through, which he's comfortable with. So with him being comfortable with that and Jem sort of wanting, you know, a bit of help, whether it's, you know, in the detail of the deal or as may well happen, you know, eventually it might be a bit financial, then it just seemed the right time as an Oxford fan to try and lend a hand.
I mean, I'm sure Jem Faulkner at Oxfox won't mind me saying this, but when somebody of your business acumen gets involved in a deal like this, do you think it also may lend a little bit of credibility to those who think that, you know, Oxbox maybe a million miles away in this?
Well, I'm not sure about that, but possibly. But the deal isn't a million miles away at all. I mean, I'm as au fait with it as, if you like, I'm allowed to be. And there is a real opportunity here. There's a real desire. You know, there's obviously been a lot of rhetoric about the heads of terms and can we get it done and can we not. I think the reality of it is if Firoz Kassam was selling to me, for instance, it's very straightforward. It isn't a straightforward deal because there are a few parties to put together. So, you know, there needs to be a little bit of help there, a little bit of thought, and maybe just a little bit of finance to get the thing over the line. But, you know, my sense on it, Jerome, is it's a real opportunity. Everybody's serious around the table. So I've just sort of said, well, look, if people think I can actually add any value to that or help get it over the line, then I suppose as an Oxford fan, that's what I must try and do. So, you know, that's what I've come along to try and help do.
And to be clear, it's as an Oxford United fan you want to do this?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I'm committed to where I am, you know, in the football. You know, I've always said that. I don't have a desire on the club. I think that Darryl knows that. You know, we've had conversations about that before, but I just want to enjoy it. You know, I'll go to Swindon Sunday and I'm just a fan and go with my mates in that sense. But the ground is a different beast. Anybody who knows me knows I've always been a big fan of the club, trying to get the benefit of the ground, if that's all they can get, or own it, or whatever it is. And I'm pretty certain, as I can be, that this is probably the best chance we'll ever get. So, I'm just keen to help.